embora, glória de Deus, glória. Aleluia, aleluia, Jesus.
Shall see.
Yes.
Like the song says, we all It seemed like all the gates of hell come upon me. You try to twist things up in your mind, but I pray and ask God to give me not what I desire to preach, not what I think will do, but I ask God to give me what the saints of God, your people, need, and that we all need. And I thank God for our pastor. I just want to say this, that several people have, in the past weeks, have either came to my house knocking on the door about 10 o'clock in the morning, or some, I received an email where somebody said, yeah, you prayed for me a year ago, walked up to me and said, God told you to pray for me. You may not remember. And I just feel so proud. Amen. That I have a pastor, an assistant pastor, that I can point them to. Yes. Right. That I can send them to. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not embarrassed. Amen. And I have full confidence. Hallelujah. Full confidence. Amen. And many of you may not know a lot that I've been through, but it was a long time coming to have a pastor like I have with Elder King. Been through some things. Amen. But I thank God for them all.
Amen.
All right, as we get into the Word of God, I would like to draw your attention to the book of Judges. And as I wrestled with the text, I thank God. I said, God, what have you put on my heart, even down to the last minute? Thank God for Brother Justin. He mentioned something that was somewhat of the goal signal in what direction I should go. So in the book of Judges, the 6th chapter of Judges, you bear with me, I'm not as eloquent as some of you. You Mr. Bloomfield. You're intelligent. Mr. Bloomfield. But I know with the help of God will bring me through. In the book of Judges, the 6th chapter, I would like to draw your attention to just the first 6 verses, I believe. If you would stand according to the Word of God, 6th chapter. It says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountain, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amorites, and even they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor oxen, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitudes. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. The children of Israel cried unto the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Heavenly Father, we come unto you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we need your help, Lord, your guidance, your direction, O God, that you send your anointing, Lord. O God, that you feed us tonight, Lord. God, manna from on high, Lord. For, O God, you know what we have need of in Jesus' name, Lord. Thy will be done, Lord. Help us, O God, Jesus' name. Amen.
Of him being crucified.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh! And he said, have not I sent thee? And after his excuses, we see, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. We got to understand, God said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll always be with you. I won't put no more on you than you can bear. Sometimes the devil makes us feel that God doesn't hear us. Sometimes the devil try to make us feel that God is not near. Oh, but he's near. Because he promised and said, I'll never leave you. I'll always be with you. He is a God that does not lie. Stand back and get in the devil's face and tell him he's a liar. He's a deceiver in the name of Jesus Christ. God said, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I'll lift up a standard against him. Everything is all right in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we have a right. We can go boldly to the throne of grace with confidence. Don't throw away your confidence, for it is of great recompense and reward. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, because the long period of time, those 7 years, they felt that God had forsaken them, and they felt that God When Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Oh Lord, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord to face." It was superstitious in that day and time that if you saw the face of an angel of God, that you would die. And God told him, "Fear not, you shall live." And as the time went on, Gideon built an altar, and it came to pass the same night, the Lord said unto him to go destroy your father's images. Go destroy them. And we see the word of God lets us know that he went by night for fear of being seen during the day. Next day, as the men rose, they noticed the images were torn down, burnt sacrifices. And they inquired, "Who did this?" But they don't only have snitches in the White House. Ten guys went with them. And it came to pass, after they settled that whole situation, God delivered him because they wanted to kill him. Father had a little press speech, and that boy helped to avoid that from happening. And the word of God says, "And Joab said unto all that stood against him, Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death." In other words, he was saying, Baal is a god. He can plead for himself.
Right.
Hallelujah. But we have a God that is not made with men. We have a God that is not made with stone and wood. We have a God that has eyes that see. We have a God that has ears that hear. And we can cry out to him. He will hear our prayer.
Amen.
Therefore, says the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east, they had gathered themselves together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But it said, but the Spirit of the Lord, Gideon is regaining his confidence. And he begins to put God to a test. Wants to know how real God is.
Yes,
Gideon called Jehovah. And all the people But God had decided, told King, tell those that are fearful to leave. 22,000 men. Still, God said, that's still too many. Took them down to some water and said, have the men drink some water. Those that sucked it up and those that licked out of their hands like an animal, like a dog. God had made a choice. And when they were done, God told me to send them on their way. Keep 300. Now that doesn't seem like, does it? The Bible said they were like grasshoppers. The enemy was like grasshopper. The Bible said two will put 10,000 in the plant. But even so, that wasn't all of them. But the Bible said they were like the sand of the sea. They were like the sand of the sea. And we see that Gideon, the night prior, God said, Gideon, I want you to go down to that camp. And if you're a little fearful, take your servant with you. Go down to the camp. And they approached the camp. They got pretty close. They had to get pretty close to hear him talking. You know God can blind the enemy's eyes. But they heard a man talking about a dream. In the dream, he says, God let them hear what they said. He said, afterwards shall one hand be strengthened to go down into the host. Then went he down with Purah, his servant. Saying the Mennonites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitudes, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside multiplied. And when Gideon was come, when he got close enough, he heard one of the men talk about having a dream. He said, I had a dream last night. And this dream was about a cake of barley bread that tumbled down into the host of Gideon. And it came unto a tent, and it smote it, and that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. Now the fellow said, he answered and said, you know what? This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand have God delivered me and all the hosts. Oh, 300 men against a multitude of men. Numbered like the sand of the sea. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ever see the movie Happy Feet? And when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, he gave his confidence for sure. And then he began to worship. Now, I don't know if he was that far away from the camp, how close he was, or did he get back? But he got some happy feet. Said, no, I got this now. I know we got this. And he began to praise and worship God. You know what I'm doing?
Come on, Andrew.
Before the picture of justice, I'm going to praise God. I don't think And it showed all. It showed Joshua and his couple of his men with their broken pitchers and their lights shining and blowing their trumpets. I was a little kid. Hallelujah. And you know something? My mother used to wake us up in the morning and she would start out, Wilder, Philbin, get up. Philbin, get up. That's my brother's name. Philbin, Wilder, get up. That third time, Philbin, Wilder, get up. And just shrouded us. We almost stood straight up in the bed. And ever since that, I never liked a loud noise to wake me up. So I'm late for church, son. I'm past, so I only have a heart attack. I can't stand a loud noise to wake me up. But you know one thing? When you are awakened from a deep sleep, a loud noise, can you envision that? How startling that was? And it says, and he said, and then look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpet, and I and all that are with me, he preaches. Happy to you. Also on every side of the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Now you know in that camp, once that dream was explained to one, you know it spread like wildfire. You know folks didn't keep it quiet. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him, they came outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but just newly set a watch. And they blew the trumpets. And they broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held them up. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood up every man. They stood up every man in his place. No doubt startled round about the camp, and it being dark and confusion, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the word the Lord said, the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord said, every man's sword against his fellow. They began killing each other, even throughout all the hosts, and the host fled to Bethshitta and Zerah, and to the borders of other towns. Oh, isn't God something else? Yes. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah! We serve an awesome God. Oh, with God, nothing's impossible. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The same thing in my call that happened with Moses. Amen. The Word of God says, for us as saints of God, let's just keep on praying. Let's just keep on crying out loud. Let's not try to figure it out. Let's just stand still and let God be God. Let's just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And believe Him and trust Him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. My God, what He's done for others, He'll do for us. Hallelujah. We see it in Moses' time. How God had set them down by the sea, and they finally were trapped. But God had it all worked out. He sent them down to the valley of Middle, because it was a smooth land leading to the ocean. They had elderly people, wagons and horses and what have you. He didn't send them off a cliff. He didn't send them to a rough area, but He sent them down to a smooth valley. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God something else? We don't know how it's going to be done. The children of Israel, when they were in captivity by Babylon, 7 long years, they wanted to And in my closing, I would like to say about calling on God.
Yes.
Oh, calling on God. Calling on Jesus Christ. I remember when I told you about the trip to Bennington. And when we came back, it was an October day. It was in October. Wasn't expecting any snow. Didn't hear it in the forecast. But as we got closer to here in Troy, coming to Colesville, all of a sudden, we were hit by a snow blizzard, practically blinding. And we wondered, where did that come from? And then suddenly it cleared up. And as we traveled about another mile or so, all of a sudden, we saw the highway was white. And we saw we couldn't see much further. All of a sudden, the snowstorm was back. And we could perceive that it had snowed prior. And the highway was so slick. And as we were traveling down the highway slowly, and wondering what had happened, and we saw somebody waving a flare to caution us to slow down. And as we got a little closer, we saw police lights from a car in the right lane. I started to get over to the left lane, but somebody came flying by after they had passed. Oh, we're talking about God and His mercy.
Yeah.
We were the only ones that made it through.
Hallelujah.